My name's Mark Williams. I'm one of the business reporters at the Dispatch, and I'm talking with Rick Ruin today about the announcement everybody's talking about here in Columbus, and that's the fact that Columbus has made the list of 20 cities that Amazon is considering for its second headquarters. The list is kind of interesting. There's a lot of different cities that you wouldn't normally expect, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but we have big cities, we have small cities, we have high-cost cities, low-cost cities. We're kind of all over the map. Heavy emphasis on cities in the Northeast and the East Coast. So that's really the most interesting thing of the day. I think what was interesting is that everybody I've talked to, nobody knew until Amazon actually put the news release out.
That's what I heard as well from folks in City Hall. There were many people in City Hall who are looking at this and saying that the paper broke the news to them because the press release came out and we got a post on our website fairly quickly, but it was in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Associated Press. I mean, this was all over the place fairly quickly this morning, but it was a pretty big shock to most people on a Thursday morning where they weren't expecting it.
Yeah, well, we all knew that this was about the time when Amazon was going to announce something.
Sure.
But the notion that it was a particular day and that no indication that Amazon told anybody, hey, you know, watch your email on Thursday is kind of interesting.
Well, it's kind of emblematic of the entire thing, right? Nobody knows exactly what Amazon is looking for in its next city. It's been a very public process from the standpoint of they put out this RFP. They asked all of these cities to make a pitch to them. You had cities sending them giant cactuses and then having them come back. But at the same time, it's been fairly secretive as well. We don't know exactly what Amazon wants. We don't know exactly what these 238 cities offered up, right? Because they've been playing it so close to the vest. We know some of the details in Columbus because we've been able to ferret those out through public records. But we still don't know the entirety of what Columbus has offered because it's shielded by Columbus 2020.
And on top of that, we don't know what Amazon has used to narrow the list from 238 to 20.
Right.
I mean, there are some things that they have in common. You know, they're all cities of more than a million people. And there are a couple of other things regarding the need for a certain kind of airport, which we can talk about later, because Columbus doesn't really have everything that Amazon's after with their transportation and those kinds of things. But when you think about Amazon and some of the social and cultural things that that company sort of represents, you would think you might have a list of cities that would be in states that might be more progressive.
Sure.
And so here you have a list of cities that are, you have big cities, you got smaller cities, you got cities in high-cost states and high-cost cities, you got low-cost states, low-cost cities, and politically, red states, blue states. There's no real theme that runs through a lot of them.
I mean, if you go through the list of the cities, for the most part, it's what you would expect, though, if you're just looking at big cities that aren't on the West Coast.
Right.
I mean, with a few exceptions in there, you're looking at, for the most part, the largest cities in this part of the country, in the Midwest, the East Coast, and in the South. But you're right, what those cities on an individual level have to offer, very different.
Yeah.
And it offers no clue into what Amazon is necessarily looking for because they're so different.
Right. Well, if you look at the cities with just a million people in the country, I think there's 50 or 51, mm-hmm. 52, something like that. When you boil that all down, out of the 238 cities, you basically got a third mm-hmm. of those 51 or 52 that made the list.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine if you'd been the mayor of Chicago and you didn't make the list.
Right.
Now, there are some, the one group of cities absent from this that makes sense to me is the West Coast.
Mm.
You Los Angeles is on the list, but nobody else really.
Right.
And Denver on the mountain states, really the only one in it. It seems to me that one thing that Amazon does want is geographic diversity.
Become bi-coastal almost.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make sense to put another headquarters near where you already are.
Right.
That if you're going to go to all this trouble, that you should at least have it in some other part of the country.
Right. It's interesting that Columbus is on this list when you look at all of the media coverage over the last couple of months, and there have been many news organizations that have put together their own short list. These are what the experts are saying, that these are the cities that make the most sense. And some of those cities aren't on Amazon's final list. Columbus wasn't on any of those lists. I think that people looked at Columbus as a second tier when Amazon is looking around at all these various locations. But here they are among the final 20. When we go from here, though, do we know anything about what Columbus's chances are from here? They haven't outlined the process going forward yet. So
my answer is no. Yeah. And the reason why is because Amazon just hasn't said. Yeah. And I've got no indication from anyone I've spoken to that you will know what those factors are that they will use for this. Now, one thing to keep in mind is, so we've gone from 238 to 20. Now maybe we go to 10.
Sure.
Or 5. And it's, in a way, it's sort of like an NCAA basketball tournament.
Or the Bachelor.
Or the Bachelor.
Yeah.
Who gets a rose?
Yeah. Columbus got one of the first 20 roses.
Yeah, exactly.
But, maybe they don't get one of the next 10.
Yeah. So the one thing that you look in common among the smaller cities that made the list, with the exception of Pittsburgh, is these are all cities where there's been population growth.
Yeah.
I mean, in the Midwest, come on, let's face it. We get a city with population growth that everybody's doing handstands.
Right.
So if you look at Columbus, you look at Indianapolis, you look at Nashville. Those are all cities with population growth. And the reason why that's going to be so important is that Amazon's talking about a $5 billion investment here, 50,000 jobs over the coming years. That's not an easy task to fill.
Right. And I think a lot of people around Columbus today are excited to be on the list. But if we're looking at this rationally, it's still a pretty big long shot that Columbus would get it. I mean, even if you just run the numbers on, if it's selected out of one of 20, it's a 5% chance right now. And it's probably a lot less than that they're ultimately going to be the one that is selected here. But, you know, it's nice to be wanted, right?
Well,
it's nice to be on these kind of lists.
Well, one guy I spoke to today says Columbus already has won. Even if you don't get any farther than this, you can say on your marketing material, hey, one of the finalists for the Amazon second headquarters project.
Sure.
And what's that worth, you know? Yeah, that's got to be worth something. I mean, now we're talking about the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal mm-hmm. mentioning the name of Columbus in their coverage today of this thing. I mean, that right there already gets you some coverage and some attention and some interesting stuff.
Right. So what does Columbus offer if Columbus is going to distinguish itself from these other 19 cities, what does it offer that would be attractive to Amazon?
Well, I think it's a bunch of different things. Obviously, number one is going to be that population growth. Because if you don't have the workers, then you're not going to have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is what sets Columbus aside from everybody else. It, to me, it's kind of it's kind of hard to say. I mean, obviously, we have this great university population in the city that always is going to be producing, you know, the next generation of people, workers in this city. But I think that probably applies to other cities as well, that they also have, you know, great universities in their cities too. And if you look at some of the other things, obviously, it's a fairly inexpensive place to live. Mm-hmm. We do have a talented workforce. We do have a growing population. We do have lots of experts in lots of different fields. So what sets Columbus aside? I don't know. It's kind of hard for me to look at it and say, what is it that's going to be the thing that's going to make Columbus better than somebody else?
Yeah, we have done some reporting on the things that Columbus has offered up to Amazon as an enticement, the throwing out the carrot to try to attract them here. But with so many cities offering up incentives, I'm not sure that that's going to necessarily be a deciding factor should they choose a Columbus. I mean, we've gone over it. I mean, there's the property tax abatements, there's income tax refunds that they're going to put back into the project should it come here. There's a transit fund to try to essentially find new ways to move 50,000 workers to wherever Amazon would locate here. I mean, the big picture offer, at least from the city of Columbus's perspective, was Columbus will take all of the money that's going to be generated by these additional workers and this additional investment from a large corporation, and they're going to reinvest it back into contributing to that investment, whether it's giving money back to Amazon or developing infrastructure that is going to help Amazon. But when you look at some of the reporting that's been going on around the country, a lot of these bids have been secretive, but the ones that have come out, it's very similar.
Right.
You're seeing like places on the East Coast offering similarly large packages of incentives.
Right. Yeah, so part of me is in this debate in my head over this project, and I don't know where it goes, but what does Amazon want? I mean, do they want to be
the $1 million question?
Well, what do they what do they want? Well, what do they want in terms of the city? Do they want to be like, if Amazon's in New York or Chicago or Washington, don't get me wrong, they're a big company, but still in a very, very big city, and they may not get all of the attention they think that they may have coming to them. Mm. If they go to Indianapolis or Columbus or Pittsburgh, they become the man.
Well, it's the big fish in a little pond, or a smaller fish in a much larger pond.
That would be
kind of question.
That would be absolutely transformational for this city if Columbus lands this project.
Yeah,
and I would assume that Amazon could just about call whatever they wanted and be able to get that. And I'm not so sure that somebody in the bigger city would necessarily respond in the same way.
When you've been talking to people about this, has the fact that Amazon already has a presence in Central Ohio,
that's very significant. We went from nothing really to now we have data centers in Hilliard and in Dublin and in New Albany. We had the distribution centers in Licking County and the one in Obetz. Mm-hmm. And so Columbus's expansion, I mean, we had really nothing. And now they're adding more distribution centers up in Northeast Ohio. They're putting another one in Southwest Ohio. We got wind farms up in Northwest Ohio from Amazon. And so that is going to be something that Columbus 2020, our economic development arm that's pushing this thing, is behind, you know, putting this proposal together. That's the thing that's going to be, I think, one of the big advantages the city has, that they can capitalize on that relationship that they've already got. And hey, look, this is what we've done already. We already know you. You know us. This is what we can do.
When I've spoken to people around Columbus City government over the last couple of months about this, everybody has said that the biggest detriment to any proposal from Columbus was going to be transportation. It was going to be a significant challenge to say that we can move 50,000 people to one spot in a truly efficient way without any sort of mass transportation other than a bus system.
Right.
And then, of course, the other piece of the transportation pie is flights.
Yes.
There's no nonstop flights to Seattle from Columbus, to my knowledge, and Columbus has a dearth of international flights as well. It's hard to, there's no direct flight to London or anything like that.
Right.
That's an ongoing issue for the airport, one that I know that it is tried to tackle on numerous occasions. Have you heard similar things?
Well, it's exactly that. I mean, think about 50,000 people that want to work for Amazon, and in a lot of instances, if we're just going off of what we know from Seattle, these are people that want to be close to work. So that means they're going to want to walk or take their, you know, ride their bicycle or a short bus trip. And so that to me creates all kinds of issues of trying to be able to not just transportation, but, you know, figure out where they're going to live. And we know from the records that we've gotten already that the city is offering space that goes from in Franklinton and Scioto Peninsula up to around the OSU campus. And
it's really spread out.
It's really spread out.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know whether that's how that helps or not helps by virtue of not being all in one location. And then the flights are the same thing. This has been a sore point for a long time. I'm guessing, this is my thought, if Columbus were to pull this off, we would somehow end up with a direct flight to Seattle every day.
Absolutely.
You know.
Well, if you bring 50,000 people, it wouldn't be overnight, but if you're guaranteed that you're going to have 50,000 people here and they need to, with any regularity, go back and forth to Seattle, something tells me that's probably going to generate enough demand to warrant that kind of a
right.
flight.
And I assume that you might even see the same thing with some of the international destinations.
Yeah. The city recognized that transportation was going to be an issue. I mean, part of the pitch that they made to Amazon included a mobility fund that they would essentially take a portion of the additional income tax dollars that would be generated by these 50,000 new workers, and they would reinvest it into transportation, some sort of mass transportation in Columbus. But we don't really know what that is. You've seen with smart cities, some city leaders talking about the idea of just surpassing trains altogether. I know that there are other city leaders who are still very much interested in trying to figure out whether Columbus could have some sort of rail transportation, but we really don't know what that could ultimately look like. They talked about putting something in the right of way. There's only so many mass transportation options that are going to go in the right of way. You could do bus system in the right of way. That would be a true bus rapid transit, sort of like what we have on Cleveland Avenue now, although there's no dedicated right-of-way there. there. So lots of different options in play there. We just don't know what the details are, but we at least know that they recognize it as a weakness as part of their application, and they tried to address it.
Yeah, I don't know what that might how that might unfold. Certainly, the it's possible that we don't know this, but maybe the fact that Columbus is the smart city,
right?
You know, maybe that was a factor in Amazon's decision to narrow the to include Columbus in the list.
Right. I mean, that's what I think a lot of people are looking at today when guys like me are saying, well, okay, you've got at best a 5% chance, and it's probably worse than that. And they point to smart cities back in 2016 when they were pretty much written off at that point as well. And they were the surprise winner there.
Yeah.
Surprise Columbus has become a thing for a reason.
Well, you know, you start off with 238 cities, right? So that means your chances of winning this project are less than 0.5%.
Right.
Now you've gone to 5%. I think that's better, but obviously still thin. But you know, the whole thing is that without having something more definitive from Amazon, it's hard to say whether the 5% is 7% or 8% or 3% or 2%. And so that's the thing. I think it's just kind of hard still to sort of wrap your arms around the possibility of this happening.
Sure. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this works going forward. I know the mayor put out a statement just a little while ago saying that the city is all in on moving forward with cooperating with Amazon throughout this process, that they're going to go hard after it. But we know very little about what that's going to look like and how long it's going to take. All that we know, I think, is that Amazon has said that they want to make a decision in 2018.
Right.
So other than that, it's pretty well open-ended.
Yeah, well, there's a good and bad with this. So one of the big projects that was potentially announced yesterday was with Apple. So we saw Apple's going to repatriate all this money that they've got overseas. And they also announced that they, too, are going to create a second corporate campus.
20,000 jobs, right?
Yeah, but no indication that all 20,000 are going to be in the same spot.
Okay.
So, you know, so initially you're looking at some tech jobs. Not exactly sure what that might entail. You would like to think that Columbus is going to be in on bidding on that. So the question is whether if you're so focused on Amazon, can you lose out on Apple or something else that could come to your city, even knowing full well that your chances of getting Amazon are thin anyway?
Sure. I think that from the economic development perspective right now in Central Ohio, I think that the people who are in charge of that are trying to do some big game hunting.
Yes.
They're out there. They're trying to land an Amazon. Foxconn was a big one that they were going after.
By the way, Foxconn and Apple customer.
Absolutely.
Or supplier, I guess I should say.
Sure.
Yeah.
And now Apple, no doubt that if there's an opportunity there, Columbus will be trying to take advantage and lure Apple to Columbus as well.
Well, and we just got the Facebook announcement for New Albany,
right,
about the data center up there. And I mean, not a lot of jobs, but nevertheless, it is Facebook. And
it's a presence.
Yeah, here. Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and on the plus side of that is that regardless of what happens, and this is probably true of every city that put together a package for Amazon, it forced people in those communities to all come together and figure out their strengths, their weaknesses, what they need to do, and to put together a package for Amazon. And that, to me, is always going to be a good thing, that you can figure out what it is that you have, what is it you need, and how to make your city a selling point going forward.
Right. I think it's going to be really interesting to hear from folks locally about where they see this going next, what they think this means for Columbus. I know you're going to be doing reporting on that. You've been talking with people all day. I certainly hear from people in City Hall about it. So I would just encourage people to keep up with dispatch.com, that we'll have all our news there and certainly in the paper. And you'll probably hear us podcasting about it again.
Oh, I suspect we will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening.